The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You have the cool, clear eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth, yet there's that upturned chin and the grin of impetuous youth. I believe in you. I believe in you.
I believe in you. See, that's what I'm saying. I believe in you. I believe in you, the citizen of the United States of America, the hardworking citizen that you are, getting up in the morning, kind enough to listen to the radio show here, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning, going to work, doing the right thing, doing like I do, ride all around, drive all around, being put down, being yelled at, having the IRS tell us what we got to pay, having the government, too much government in our life, the assault on our civil liberties. Yeah, we do it. We put up with everything. Yet we believe in the country, and I believe in you. And thank you, and God bless you for what you're doing. My goodness gracious, they're trying to just take it away. They're trying to, and we could joke around, and I do. God, Lord knows we have silly fun on the show, you know. And I want to reiterate this hour, too, with Al. I had to go through to park his car. It was hysterical, you know. And me driving around yesterday like the Uber dad that I am, you know, but then I see, when I see Robert Mueller step up there with that press conference yesterday, I go, that's not who we are, man. That's not who we are. How did that start? Can we go back to the origins of it? Can we go back to the Steele dossier? Can you tell me why? And Maria Bartiromo, God bless her, put out something immediately right after. It was the smartest tweet right after the Mueller, but there wasn't even a press conference. The Mueller fiasco is why don't you go after the people that started this whole thing? Why are we not investigating that? And then I said that to Frankie off mic last hour, and Frankie said, no, AG Barr is all over it. So thank God for that. And I would like to see the president just stand down. I want to see the president in true New York fashion, Jersey, New York fashion. You want to impeach me? Go for it. Bring it on. Bring it on. That's what I'd love to see the president say that. You know, bring his hands like, come on. Come on. Show me what you got. You got nothing. They won't stop. And then you and I, all we do is keep working. All we do. And I'm telling you, you know how I know? Because I'm always out there and doing the regular things that you do. Look at me. I drive from downtown to midtown, and I go see my daughter just to say hi to Allie, my daughter, you know? And she works with Dr. Rock Positano. Thank God. Rocky's just a blessing and a great guy. And I bring flowers for my daughter, bring flowers for the gals and the staff, you know? And it's just a hug. And then I haul all the way from the Upper East Side of Manhattan all the way down to Monmouth County to see Charlie to do a 3-minute little sketch on stage, which was so cute, worth every mile. And then some kid, a guy, and all the fathers, by the way, like 20 years younger than I am, you know? It's like, that's your grandchild up there? No, that's my child. And you know what? I'm not done yet. No, hey, wait a minute. So I say to the guy next to me, I said, yeah, he goes, Joe, you're all dressed up. I said, yeah, I just came from a meeting at the radio station. I drove in. He goes, yeah, I just came from New York, too. We all do the same thing, and it's who we are. It's who we are. And then, maybe we should stop watching the news or something, you know? Because when you see it, you just want to scream at the television. And then this, too, because I always bring it down to what you and I go through as ordinary American citizens. Seeing our kids and taking pride in our children and watching those parents last night at that Catholic school. Yes, Catholic school. Yes, Christian school. We ain't going nowhere. You'll try to wipe us out, but you ain't going to get anywhere. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching these beautiful parents love their children like that. I'm saying, this is great. And then I told you this yesterday where my mom lost her best friend. who was 104 years old. 104 years old. You believe that? They're talking about the greatest generation. A Sicilian gal. We call her lovingly Mrs. G, you know. I want to just protect the family's privacy. And, you know, we have the wake today and then the funeral tomorrow. And I'll cut out a little early tomorrow from the show with permission from my boss to go pay respects to Mrs. G. What a great... Had the Italian accent her whole life. Am I right? Am I right? From Sicily to Brooklyn to Jersey, man. And I'm telling you, those are the people. Mrs. G and her late husband as well, Mr. G, my father's best friend, and my dad, and my mom. Those are the folks that made this country great. We were great. We are great. And I believe the best is yet to come. But we got to stay focused on it. But now we're supposed to go in, and we're supposed to listen to this nonsense. I'm being kind on my vernacular here. And I'm watching Nancy Pelosi, and I'm watching Nadler reading things. They look so, you know what they look? Unprepared is what they look like. When Nadler grabbed, I worry about Gerald Nadler. I know he fainted the other day. I hope he's okay. But I mean, they look like somebody like in the bowels of the Capitol came up with a Nadler speech going against, oh yes, impeachment. That's a possibility. And they're all the same exact talking points on the Democratic Party. And they shoved the paper into Nadler's hands. He looked totally unprepared. And you know who else looked unprepared? Robert Mueller. His voice is shaking. Look at the performance of these people. It's like, and I don't know what it is, and I don't mean to be conspiratorial, because I'm really not. I look at the facts of it, but it looks like someone's pushing these people, not letting this quote-unquote impeachment scenario go. Then I live my regular life, and I see great people, and as I go pay respects to this glorious gal from Sicily who came to the United States of America, who worked so hard to learn the laws, who learned the language, still tough for her. She had an accent. My grandfather as well always had the accent, you know, but they wanted to be Americans. Now, what are you and I supposed to do? Yeah, great. Okay. Now, all white people, all people came from Europe, all those people that built this country, all that ethnicity that came into this country legally, that fought to get through Ellis Island with nobody, that got sent back from Ellis Island because they had an eye infection, because they had a cough, you weren't allowed in the United States, and all of that they went through in the steerage of freighters. You think they came in when they came across the turn of the 19th to 20th century to build this country, my people, your people? And we're supposed to say, no, look, forget about it. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do exactly what the progressive left is. We're going to become a socialist country. And we're going to, everybody who built this country, it was never great. And we're just going to go on, and we're going to take a new direction. I have to tell you, I ain't no academic. Thank God. I say that with pride. Graduated college. I got through. Thank God my father got me through college. You know, gosh, almighty, I don't know how I did it, but I'm no academic. But I'm telling you right now, I'll tell you what's – they are trying to take away everything that we believe in. It's everything, and I could see it. You know, I'm a common sense guy. I always say you may have the Bronx common sense, the Queens common sense, you know, Staten Island. I got the Bloomfield Avenue common sense, brought up in Essex County, New Jersey. You can't put anything by us. You know, it's just like a thing. And I know this happens in all the boroughs. It's the same way that we come from the Northeast. You get a street sense is what it is. They're trying to take away everything that we believed in and everything that people like Mrs. G fought for, like my parents fought for, to come here and to build this great country. And in the name of God Almighty, we are a great country, and they're not going to take it down. You just have to stay on your game. We have to stay on our game because they are trying to slip it away. And what is the end game? Again, as I go back, Common Sense Radio, what is the end game? It's power and control. That's all it is from these parasitic swamp creatures in Washington. It's power and control. That's all they want. They have everything. You and I, we're minions. We'll be paying 90% tax, working for the government. Right now, you wonder why there's a problem. And I always ask the question, why are there problems in these school shootings and all these problems that we should be addressing in Washington that we don't? You know, why are there problems like that? It's because you know why? Because a mother and father have to work now. Both of them have to work now. You know they do. They have to go in and they have to work. One person works for the family. The other person works for what? The government. And that's all that is. Oh, my Lord. But listen, we're going to get through it. I'm not going to get upset. Let me go a couple calls real quick, and then we got a break for Alan Dershowitz. Kathy in Brooklyn. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell Joe that he speaks for many, many people who don't have the nerve like he has. He has the Jersey common sense. I have the Brooklyn common sense. We're in the same age category, and we have the same history with the family coming from Sicily. And I can't tell you how it hurts me to see the hatred in New York City, to see the hatred. I experience it. I hear it every day. It's like the spread of hate. And you know what it was? You know what happened? They took God out of school. They took wisdom out of people's minds. Yeah. And they're letting them do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And de Blasio's not helping things any. Because now he's, what he's doing, decriminalizing armed robbery and all that in the city. What's going on?
What's going on?
And people are just standing there and letting it all happen.
Kathy, you're right. Brooklyn common sense right there. And you're talking to Joe, right? I'll tell Joe what you said. Thank you, though. Well, let me go. Richard, real quick. Richard, we got you from Queens with some Queens common sense. Hi, Richard. What's on your mind this morning, man? Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Real quick.
Yes, sir.
The president is no longer dealing with just the swamp. He's dealing with the sewer. Bob Mueller is a sewer creature. He's a stooge of the left. What happened to the presumption of innocence? There is no gray area. Either you're innocent or guilty.
Yeah, yeah. You're right. And right on the money, Richard. Well said. The sewer's beyond the swamp, and you are right on the money. There it is, some Queens common sense. Appreciate you listening. And on our Balance of Nature phone lines, and you're welcome to call the Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2999. Hey, can we break early? Frankie Five Boroughs is 16
Absolutely.
After 8 right now, because I'd like to leave ample time for the brilliant wisdom of Professor Alan Dershowitz, if we can. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhame this morning.
Susie needs a minute.
That's okay. Well, it's all right.
She's stuck in traffic, as you might imagine.
No, she's not stuck in traffic.
She is. She's a victim. Victim of traffic.
I got through yesterday. I don't know how I did it. I don't know. I'm on the Upper East Side. And I got to go all the way to Monmouth County. I'm thinking, what do you think? How many hours, Frankie? 2.5 hours?
I can't imagine. See, I don't know how long it takes to get anywhere in Jersey.
Well, they had me going through Staten Island. They wanted me to go through Staten Island. Waze had me go through Staten Island. I can't. I know what they were thinking because I was on the Upper East Side. I'll go to Staten Island. I'll swing through the borough and then hook up there and take 287 maybe down to the parkway. But I said, no, let me go. Let me take the shot. But at grace of God, I said, please, God, stay with me on this.
So how long did it take?
Hour and 20 minutes, maybe but roughly an hour. It was remarkable. I just didn't even want to think about it, but an hour and 20 minutes, you know? So I made it. That's all I know. I made it quickly. Susie, okay? They were worried about you.
I'm good.
There you go.
I'm good.
You're in the traffic center, and you got all the traffic for us. It is 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're going a little early because we want to leave some time for Avi. I can call him Avi because he's my friend. Avi Dershowitz coming up momentarily. Susie, how are we looking traffic-wise so far this morning, please?
Joe, you got it. No problem. Definitely busiest still in the five boroughs this morning. We do have alternate signs suspended. Meters in effect. An accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Farmers Boulevard. Two lanes blocked. The stall on the Cross Bronx westbound at the Sheridan. That is gone, but still this tractor-trailer accident. It's on the Bruckner southbound by the Deegan. Only one lane is blocked now, but some huge delays with that, by the way. The delays on the Deegan southbound begin right around the Westchester line. A stall on the BQE southbound near Atlantic Avenue. That is in the left lane. Inbound George, about 50 for the upper, half that for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The Holland, about 30 from either approach. New Jersey, 287, pretty congested both directions. Exit 1 to exit 13 on 287. The Parkway northbound is packed. 129 to 140. The Thruway southbound, just a little slow from 14 to 12. Big delays on the Palisades Parkway southbound, exit 13 to 9. And a crash on the LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue. The HOV, the left lane out as well. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager believes the information gap is significant.
I want people who do not agree with me to read me.
This is a very real problem in America.
Conservatives read and know what the left thinks, and the opposite is not the case at all.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Attention business owners. Join us at New York City Small Business Expo on Wednesday, June 5th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. It's free to attend, and you'll network with thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs. Get access to more than 20 free business workshops, speed networking, exhibitors, and keynotes from leading industry experts. Plus, attend a special 45-minute digital marketing workshop presented by Salem Surround. Learn about cutting-edge strategies that can help you get more customers, increase your bottom line, and get ahead of your competition. You'll walk away with practical ideas that you can use to target more customers with digital marketing right now. Be sure to stop by the Salem Surround booth and get a free digital analysis for your business. It's the biggest business event of the year, New York City Small Business Expo. 100% free to attend, Wednesday, June 5th at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Register online at thesmallbusinessexpo.com. That's thesmallbusinessexpo.com.
821 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Empire State Bank is a community-oriented bank that truly takes your business personally. They provide a full range of business deposit and lending products, in addition to consumer deposit products that are tailored to meet each customer's specific financial needs. They're banking professionals over there at Empire State. They provide in-depth knowledge and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. Because when small businesses succeed, our community succeed. You know that. And no one knows that better than Empire State Bank CEO Phil Guarneri.
Thanks, Joe. Empire State Bank is different from other banks because we developed that personal relationship to help you support your business. Our business customers don't need to come out to us. We come to you to provide that service.
And Phil is everywhere. I was at Lorenzo's on Staten Island. There's Phil and Tom and Esmeralda and the great team at Empire State Bank. I go out to another nonprofit event helping the community. Phil Guarneri is there. He knows what he's talking about. And I know you have many banking choices, but none that deliver the personal touch like Phil will give you when you experience Empire State Bank. Locations on Staten Island, in Brooklyn, and the lower Hudson Valley. Empire State Bank. You can visit, please, ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
823 on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for Salem Media in New York, New York, around the country on AM 970, TheAnswer.com. Alan Dershowitz, Harvard Law Professor, prominent legal scholar, best-selling author, whose latest book is an introduction to The Mueller Report, is with us. Avi, if I may, sir, welcome back to the program.
Thanks. I guess I have to write a new introduction to what Mueller said yesterday, because he really flew in the face of everything a prosecutor is supposed to do. He went beyond the report and suggested that although there wasn't enough evidence, maybe Trump really was guilty, because he said if we had convincing evidence that Trump clearly was not guilty, they would have said so. That is just utterly inappropriate for a prosecutor to say. It reminds me of what Comey said when he exonerated Hillary Clinton and then said, but, you know, she was extremely careless in the way she handled her emails. Prosecutors are not supposed to speak beyond what their job makes them say. Indict, don't indict, charge, don't charge, guilty, not guilty. All of those things are appropriate, but not going beyond it and expressing your own personal view as Mueller did yesterday.
Professor Dershowitz, let me thank you personally on behalf of millions and millions of people who are just common sense, hardworking Americans, not only in all the boroughs of New York and in New Jersey and Connecticut, all across these United States. You're making the most sense. You jumped on this immediately, Avi, and you made all the sense in the world. What is going on? I mean, why was Mueller doing that yesterday? What was that? I'm still confused by it all, Alan.
Well, the Wall Street Journal suggests that he was just trying to get some revenge against President Trump. President Trump has said some negative things about him, but the prosecutor is supposed to be above it all and is supposed to just tell it as it is. The prosecutor's job is simply to determine whether there's enough evidence to charge somebody. The next stage is a trial where you have lawyers, you have due process, cross-examination. Prosecutors don't determine innocence or guilt. They just determine sufficiency of the evidence. So the statement yesterday was a gift to the Democrats. I think it's a gift that's going to backfire, because I think if the Democrats go down the rabbit hole of impeachment based on what Mueller said yesterday, it's going to come back to haunt them in the 2020 election. You need to remember that when the Republicans went after Bill Clinton, it didn't help them. Clinton's ratings went up.
That's
polls
right.
show that the vast majority of Americans don't want to see impeachment. First, it would be a waste of effort because the Senate is not going to convict. So it would just be impeachment without conviction, as we've had twice before in our history. Both times failed impeachment efforts. And this is not a case for impeachment. Impeachment is there when there's bipartisan support, when virtually everybody believes the president committed a serious crime. That's what impeachment is. You know, it's that box you see with the glass. Don't break the glass except in cases of emergency. Impeachment is that glass. And there's no emergency here. The system of checks and balances is working. Sometimes Trump prevails. Sometimes the courts strike him down. It's a nice balance. And our system is working well.
Professor, though, is Mueller finally done? Because if he is, who's going to be supervising the prosecutions of people like Roger Stone and the others who have been charged, sir?
Well, the people who should have been prosecuting them in the first place, ordinary U.S. attorneys. There never should have been a special counsel appointed at all. From day one, I called for a nonpartisan expert commission like the 9/11 commission to look into Russian influence in American elections and try to prevent them in the future, 2020, 2024. The worst way to get at the truth of what happened is through a special counsel or a special prosecutor. So now it goes back to ordinary prosecutors. And the Mueller investigation is a total and complete failure. They were supposed to find Russian collusion. They didn't. As soon as they found there was no Russian collusion, he should have resigned. He should have said, no Russian collusion, end of the investigation. I'm turning everything over to other prosecutors. But he kept on and on and on, spending more and more millions of dollars, subpoenaing more and more people, creating more and more crimes, because virtually all the crimes that are being prosecuted as a result of the Mueller commission were crimes created by the investigation, obstruction of justice, witness tampering. They're serious crimes, but they never would have occurred and never would have been discovered but for the Mueller commission. So, you know, I give it a failing grade. I gave it an incomplete in my introduction. I give it an incomplete on the issue of obstruction because he didn't have the courage of his convictions. If he thought there was a chargeable offense, he should have said so. If he didn't, he should have said not. But the idea of turning it over to the attorney general and saying it's inconclusive is just an incomplete. He didn't do his job.
And, Professor, where does all this leave Attorney General Bill Barr?
Well, it leaves him in a position where he has to make the hard decisions. He will. He's also going to investigate the origins of the special counsel. He is going to look into the FISA request, which is really problematic, using an unverified report and not telling the FISA court about the problems that the material that they use present problems of credibility. So I think he's going to be busy looking at other aspects of this thing, aspects that probably Mueller should have looked at but didn't look at.
Professor, we appreciate it. And I have to tell you how much we appreciate your you're a Democrat. You're a liberal Democrat, Avi Dershowitz.
Yeah.
Yet you have the common sense to understand all this. By the way, before we let you go, sir, do you think they'll bring Mueller? Will they subpoena Mueller to testify, do you think?
It would be foolish. Mueller will just say, look, my testimony is the report. They could ask him several questions. They could ask him why he didn't come to any conclusion about obstruction. They could ask him why he went beyond the report yesterday in his statement. But I think in the end, we've heard all we're going to hear from Mueller. And it was more than enough. He said less than he should have in the report and more than he should have after the report. So I give him overall a failing grade. And I think this should mark the end of special counsel in all instances. I think the whole concept of special counsel, special prosecutors, has failed. And I think Congress ought to pass legislation outlawing special counsel and creating an independent branch of the Justice Department, a permanent branch of the Justice Department, to investigate any cases involving incumbent office holders. But the special counsel, the special prosecutor, has proved its worthlessness and how dangerous it is to democracy. So I hope we see the end of it.
Avi Dershowitz, thank you so much. Applause with great thanks to all great Americans just trying to do the right thing. And you got a spot on stage with me doing some Frank Sinatra tunes whenever you are ready,
can't
sir.
Can't wait to go to Staten Island, Brooklyn, you know, my home turf.
I'll come to Brooklyn for you, Avi. I will come to Brooklyn.
You talk about common sense. What do you mean common sense? Just anybody who comes from Brooklyn or the boroughs has common sense. You couldn't survive in Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, the Bronx without common sense. Manhattan, I'm not so sure. But the outer boroughs, you need common sense. You need to be able to talk to ordinary people because you are an ordinary person. That's what it meant growing up in Brooklyn. I loved it.
That's right. Avi, well said, and amen. Avi, Professor Dershowitz, thank you so much, and God bless, and Godspeed, sir.
Thank you so much.
As a Harvard law professor, prominent legal scholar. By the way, you check out that introduction to the Mueller report. He said he will redo that. He may, because his latest book is an introduction to the Mueller report. Now he probably will revise that, and he is indeed making some great Brooklyn common sense on Piscopo in the Morning, and we love every minute of it. 831 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. It's 877-970-2999. You're more than welcome to join us. Big Al is standing by with the headline news live and local right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
57 degrees and 832. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The State Office of Emergency Management in New Jersey is reminding residents that hurricane season is kicking off this weekend. As of June 1st, the 2019 hurricane season will begin, and officials are advising New Jerseyans that they should make sure to have their emergency plans worked out. Families with special needs members and pet owners are also being urged to be ready for the big storms. A new state hurricane survival guide is now available online at ready.nj.gov. People are tipping TSA agents at tri-state area airports without even realizing it. The Transportation Security Administration said about $130,000 of loose change was left in bins at checkpoints last year. According to the agency, JFK accounted for $72,000 of the unclaimed money. Officials are advising travelers to make sure they have their belongings after going through security. Nationwide, the TSA says nearly $1 million in unclaimed money was left at airports. In sports, James Paxton threw four no-hit innings in his return from the injured list. As the Yankees beat the Padres 7-0, they'll welcome in the Red Sox for a series starting tonight. Edwin Diaz surrendered four runs in the bottom of the ninth as the Mets lost 9-8 to the Dodgers. They'll wrap up that series tonight at Chavez Ravine. This report brought to you by Rawlings, the mark of a pro. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Foggy and 58 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. A foggy, drizzly Thursday morning, so take it easy out there. Alternate signs, suspended meters in effect. Accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Farmers Boulevard. Two lanes are blocked. Tractor-trailer accident still on the Bruckner southbound at the Deegan. Now just one lane is blocked. A stall on the BQB southbound near Atlantic Avenue, still in the left lane. Inbound George, 50 for the upper, half that for the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30, the Holland about 30 from either approach. New Jersey, 287 tied up in both directions, basically from exit 1 to exit 12. Parkway northbound delays 129 to 140. The throughway southbound is slow from 14 down to 11. And still a pretty bad accident on the LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue. It's got the left lane and the HOV lane out on the LIE westbound. Your forecast, cloudy now. More afternoon storms today with a high of 72. Friday, sunny and 81. Saturday, afternoon storms and 78. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Piscopo on the radio with Murano and Cthulhu. Susie Cerone is in for Debbie Duhaime. You got all Italians all the time on the radio. Thank you for asking. You know, one of our dear friends is Mike Lindell. You hear Mike on the show all the time. I got to know Mike years ago here on the radio station and just absolutely fell in love with this guy. He's a great guy, great patriot, you know, strong man of faith, went through some tough times. You know, addiction problems, and he's been 10 years sober, and then he comes up with the MyPillow concept, and then I'm on the radio, and I'm, well, let me try the MyPillow, right? And I go, whoa, this is spectacular. And then, of course, I keep telling you this, I try the mattress topper. Whoa, this is great. And then the Giza Dream Sheets, I am my all MyPillow all the time. That's me, right? Then Mike comes up with this a couple weeks ago. He broke it on this show. And you will see him tell you about it. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, you can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.98 per pillow. This is the time to go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code AM970. You can call as well, 800-651-0798. You know what? You got nothing to lose. You have a 60-day money-back guarantee. It comes with a 10-year warranty. You show me a pillow with a 10-year warranty, you're not going to find it. And you're going to get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. It's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered from Mike Lindell on radio or TV. All right? So you got to go to MyPillow.com, please. MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Please use the promo code AM970.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Well, I have different vitamins I had to take because of my post-cancer, post-cardiac situation. But the Balance of Nature, I mean, that being so condensed and so natural, and you know, is amazing stuff. I haven't felt this good in 7 or 8 years. I would not be able to do a third of any of this stuff. Like after I started taking Balance of Nature, I started to have more energy. It's a godsend. It really is.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, all new preferred customers will receive an additional 15% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
He's the best. Thank you, Albert. 837, listen to it. A message from my beautiful mom. Always love when mom leaves a message. Hey, can I tell you about the Gold Shield? So we have our buddy. We call him the unknown veteran, and he's concerned about the veteran suicides. 22 a day, over 140,000 since 9/11. You know, these military. The military goes over. They defend our freedoms. They come back. They take their own lives. To the point where it's 22 a day. So our friend, the unknown veteran, takes it upon himself to come up with the Gold Shield concept. The Gold Shield. All you got to do is go to the goldshield.us and sign up. You know, we're not asking consumers for a donation. You simply shop where you see the Gold Shield. You shop Gold Shield merchants. Gold Shield merchants then pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3. Now, this 501c3 distributes donations into the best PTSD organizations and for cancer research as well. 100% of this, by the way, of the donations are distributed to fight veteran suicide as well as cancer research. And as soon as we start talking about it, now I'm starting to see about veteran suicides more on TV. That ain't no accident. They're listening to what our friend is doing with the Gold Shield. So we ask you, if you have a business, to please check out the Gold Shield .us, or you can call 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111, or again, thegoldshield.us.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
8:39 with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us with Five Boroughs and Big Al. Robert Auth is the assemblyman. He represents the 39th Assembly District in Bergen and Passaic Counties. Robert Auth, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing?
Well, great to be back with you guys again. How's everything going today?
Good.
I've been listening. You're a little upset, I can hear.
You can't make it up. Robert, first of all, on a national stage, what's happening with Mueller? How did this whole thing start? How did the Mueller probe start? You know, it's a fiasco. But you, I don't know how you and John Bramnick and all the good folks trying to fight the fight down there in Trenton, how are you surviving down there? It's like a bloodbath. Let's go to the Democrats first in the state of New Jersey, Assemblyman, if we may. What is going on with Steve Sweeney, with Governor Murphy, And they're going after George Norcross? I'm so confused by all of this.
Well, there's a whole interesting dynamic that's developing. There was issues with George Norcross and tax breaks that were given to Camden County. And to be quite frank with you, they have done a remarkable job down there. And that money is going to come back four or fivefold. It's not a wasted endeavor. While they're trying to make it look that way, Governor Murphy specifically, he's incorrect. I actually sat on that committee. And first of all, the amount of money that they're saying was spent is not true. It was only a small portion of the total amount that was dedicated to the tax break program. And Camden is making a huge comeback. I know you're big on revitalizing the cities, they've done a great job there. But the other things that are really developing is you have Governor Murphy with a millionaire's tax, and then you have Senator Sweeney with his Path to Progress. I don't know if your audience is familiar with the Path to Progress. I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out what a millionaire's tax is going to be. It's going to be an additional tax. And what he's doing with the millionaire's tax, too, is he's kind of indicating to state employees that, as a result of this millionaire's tax, that Chapter 78 will be dismantled and they'll have full health insurance paid. And that's just an impossibility right now. So that's a canard, and he's really misleading those folks. But what Senator Sweeney has done, his Pathway to Progress, he's actually, if you remember the last time I was on your show, I gave you my outline for the Revenue Responsibility Act. Well, of a gun, he must be listening to the show. He took almost every single thing that I mentioned to you verbatim and put it into his plan for Path to Prosperity.
That was yours, Robert. That was yours. And he's listening to you, huh?
Well, he's listening to you, not to me. I mean, you gave me the platform. But he's doing reform pension system. He's going to provide a cheaper health care. He's going to change it from a platinum to a gold plan for public employees.
He
wants to consolidate the school districts, and he took this other part of my other bill, Empower the Principal Act, where you eliminate all these school superintendents. For example, Bergen County has 70 school districts. They have 70 school superintendents. How about one per county, two per county? That's
it. Gosh, that's exactly right. That's brilliant that they could come up with that.
He took it. I'm like, great, take it. No pride or authorship. Take it. This is where we part company, though. He wants to put tolls on the interstates. I'd rather eliminate county government and forget about adding any extra tolls.
Yeah, it's a great idea, municipal government, it just drives the tax dollar higher. Can we, by the way, and I know this might be sacrilegious, can we privatize the rest stops? Can we, like, commercialize the rest stop? And yeah, you can keep the Thomas Edison rest stop, Robert, off, but maybe it's the Johnson & Johnson Thomas Edison rest stop. Isn't that
an idea? Why not?
I mean, what's it going to do? Why don't they sponsor that and get the millions of dollars of all the industry? What is that? Least of the industry that's staying here, Robert, right? That's not running for the hills at this point.
I would, if I were the governor, I would take all those rest stops and I'd go to all these designer fashion companies and say, hey, we're going to put outlets in all these rest stops. So that's that when people from out of state were going down the highway, they pull in there, they'd be buying a Gucci bag and some shoes and some other
Perfect.
Stuff and spend a couple
Perfect.
Of thousand on the way through the state. Why not?
You are so good. Okay, by the way, Robert, off the record, you're going to get the Joe Piscopo rest stop. You're working on that, aren't you?
Absolutely. we'll put condos in a pool there, too. How's that?
My main goal in life is, like, what would you like for the state of New Jersey? I want, name a rest stop for me, man. You know, I mean, if I could, the Joe, I don't know where it would be or what it would be. Oh, my Lord.
Hey, listen, I want to thank you guys for one thing, though. I was having a laugh. You were talking to Professor Dershowitz this morning, right? And you're defending the president, and I thought it was great. But I heard the professor say, you know, I have to give them an F with regard to the report. So I was thinking to myself, I could see Professor Dershowitz handing Bob Mueller his report back with a big red F saying, have your mother sign this and send it to me tomorrow.
Is that not the truth, though?
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You know what? Again, on a national level, we look at it, right? And now you cut locally. In New York, you look at the taxes, the congestion pricing now that they're trying to put through. They can't even get the Gateway project, although Congressman Gottheimer and Congressman King are trying so hard to do that. And then, and then you come to Jersey with the taxes. No one's addressing the tax problem. We talk about marijuana. We talk about everything, but what really matters to New Jerseyans, Robert Auth? I mean, what's going to happen in the next election, the gubernatorial election? What's going to go on? Does Steve Sweeney, the head of the Senate, take on Governor Murphy? Who comes in on the Republican side? What hope do we have in the state of New Jersey, Assemblyman?
Well, there's a lot of great candidates out there for the Republican side. I will tell you one thing. If you want to really help New Jersey now, the way the system is currently set up is antithetical to democracy. We have a Democratic governor, we have a Democratic Senate, and we have a Democratic Assembly. This is New Jersey's opportunity now to say, okay, we're going to put the brakes on this. Yeah, we're going to make sure that there's a stopgap. Make it a majority legislative assembly. Make it a Republican assembly. And then that way you'll have the Senate's Democratic, you'll have the governor's Democratic, and you'll have somebody watching the cupboard, so to speak. It's ridiculous right now.
You could balance it out. Robert, are you in you're in a re-election right now, correct?
Yeah, I'm running this year.
And when does the election come up for you?
November. Well, there's a primary June 4th, but unfortunately I don't have any opposition in a primary, so that's great.
They can't touch you, Robert Orr. They can't touch you. You know that. You know that. And then you got any problems, you call Frankie Five Boroughs. We'll put the word out. We'll take. Oh, wait. Before you go, Assemblyman, wait. Yeah. We appreciate you. Yeah, we love you, Robert. But aside, this is what Al wanted me to ask you. What's happening with the craft beer industry? What's the latest? Al asked me to ask you that question.
Oh, they were supposed to make new regulations. Yeah, did I send that to Al? I think I might have. Okay. If not, I have something. I usually send Al all the beer information. They're trying to put some additional regulations on these craft breweries where they have food and everything else. It's part of the restaurant industry is upset about it. So I'll talk to Al about that. Maybe I'll get on the show and we can discuss that a little bit.
All right. All right. Thanks. Assemblyman, hey, listen. Go ahead.
Let me leave you with one last thing.
And please.
We have I have one great thing going on today. I have the Wendell School coming down to Trenton, so I drive down there, and when I go, I bring them into the chambers, and they sit down, and we have a robust discussion. I give them a swag bag and stuff that we pay for out of our own pocket, not taxpayers' money, and we do that. But I want to tell you, invite Charlie. Get Charlie to have her class come down. Al, get your son to have his class come down.
Okay.
And we bring them right into the chambers, and they see the entire process. They don't get that if the legislator doesn't come. So we'll go.
Yeah, okay.
I always do it for my district. So, yeah, you'll love it. The kids will love it.
Teach the kids, on the workings of the government and what they could do to fix it. Hey, Assemblyman, thanks for fighting the fight, brother. And we'll talk to you soon and see you soon, Robert Auth.
Always great to be with you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, too, as well. Assemblyman Robert Auth doing a great job. The 39th Assembly District, that is in Passaic and Bergen County. And, of course, we got you all taken care of, Albert. We got you taken care of.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's
going to be another big fight. So
It's on the Balance of Nature phone line. You can call 877-970-2999. But, Al, I got to tell you, and again, the listenership turns over every 10 minutes or so, morning drive every half hour. So, and one gal texted me and said, Joe, thank you so much for listening. I loved your open, but I had to jump in the shower, and so you got a million things going on.
Sure,
there. But you got to hear what Al went through when he went to get his parking space. So the last we heard, Al got in a fight with it was a delivery
an argument. I wouldn't say a fight. Fight implies that I threw a punch or something. I didn't.
Yeah, you wanted to.
No, not that early.
Well, tell me. So tell me, what was the delivery truck making a delivery?
The Trinity Church is getting work done, and so there's maintenance workers, and you know, all the time that are over there making deliveries or doing stuff and throwing stuff out. So when I pulled up this morning, this guy in a very long van, it wasn't like it was a short car or anything, was in where I normally park. And so now I could have pulled in front of him and blocked him, but I wanted to be polite to let him know, hey, listen. You need to move your vehicle. You're not parked legally, and you can park anywhere on the street there on Broadway until 7 o'clock. They don't start harassing you until 7 o'clock. So he starts. Are you a cop? Are you a cop? Are you a cop? I said, no, I'm not a cop. I said, but my license plate allows me to park here legally. You can't park here. Please move your vehicle. And so he started getting testy. So I got out of the car. And I said, listen, I said, I'm gonna ask you one last time to please move. You don't know who you're messing with. He starts screaming at me, this and that. I don't need to be talked down to. I said, I'm not talking down to you. I'm explaining to you that you're breaking the law, number one.
Did you have your backpack on? You had your jetpack
No, my car was running. I had to park the car. So I had it blocked in the middle of the street.
Out of the car to get into the
I got out of the street. Yeah, of course.
Oh, please, you're asking for trouble, buddy.
All I'm asking the guy to do is move his vehicle and park it somewhere else, which he's supposed to do.
Do you have any doubt that the tone in which Al asked him to move his vehicle was...
No, the first time I asked him was very nice and calm. After that, it escalates, and I don't care at that point.
I'm sure it does.
And then he said to me...
But Al, the fact of the matter is the guy moved the truck, correct?
Yeah, he did move the truck because I said to him, because he said, you don't know who you're messing with. I said, you have no idea who you're messing with. You want to get out of your car? Let's go. I'm ready to go.
Did you actually do the purple mohawk line? Did you do that?
No, I did not. I did not. It's dark out. He might not have seen it.
He might not have seen the color.
You had your hat on. You whip your hat off and you go, see this?
I didn't have a hat.
You're going to mess with this? A purple mohawk?
What am I, the penguin?
Wait, what am I, the penguin?
No,
he looks like... I'm not even sure what color it is anymore.
He looks like a Mad Hatter.
Travis Bickle in Taxi Driver.
Right. There you go. That's it.
Are you talking to me?
You talking to me?
No, that's what it sounds like. You don't know who you're messing with? No, you don't know who you're messing with.
Why can't you... You're parked illegally, and I'm trying to explain to him the sign that you can't park here. Move your vehicle.
By the way,
where he had to drop off his stuff, if he had parked in front of the church, which he could have done, it would have been easier for him to move his stuff.
I'm not questioning that you're right, on the merits of the parking spot.
Of course I'm right.
I do question how much breaking news you're actually covering, which is what that plate is supposed to be used for. Third, when Mike Gallagher has his press parking spot taken, I think he behaves a little differently. It's just different style. And I think Joe's philosophy is the kind of the old philosophy of you get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar.
Disarm them.
I don't.
No, you don't. Yeah.
No.
All right.
Al took his hat off and squeaky wheel gets the grease.
That's right.
Took his hat off and he pointed to the mohawk and said,
I was not wearing a hat.
You're going to mess with this.
Where's the hat? I'm not driving Miss Daisy.
But you know what is? Under de Blasio, there's so many mentally ill homeless people walking around and mentally ill people in general walking around at all times. You know, I wouldn't mess with a guy with a purple mohawk screaming at me at 4:30 in the morning, you know?
Fair point.
Oh, only Al. We love our Al. 852, Susie's out there. Team Al.
If
you see a large man walking around angry with a mohawk, stay away.
It's a police sketch now. They're looking for purple pencils. They never have to use purple pencils.
They're going to put flyers on the windshield wipers of every car.
Have you seen this man? I need Al in my neighborhood.
I know.
I got to park on the street, so I do the same thing. If somebody hogs two spots, I'm like, hi, my name is Susie. I live in that house. Yeah, I'm like, could you please park so, someone else can park? And parking is an issue.
It's so true. Oh, Susie, Diane, traffic's an issue, too. How we do with this morning? AM 970, The Answer with Susie Cerone on the road.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Alternate side suspended. Meters in effect. Kind of foggy. Still a little drizzly. Take it easy out there. Still this accident on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Farmers Boulevard that's got the right lane blocked. And a left lane accident just in on the LIE westbound at Junction Boulevard. This crash with the tractor trailer is still on the Bruckner southbound at the Deegan. One lane is blocked. Hang in there at the George. Getting a little better. 40 at the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln's 30, the Holland about 20 from either approach. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 140 was already slow through the area. The Thruway southbound is slow from exit 10 across the Tappan Zee into Westchester. And in Dix Hills, an accident on the LIE West, but at Deer Park Avenue has the HOV lane blocked. You're packed from Motor Parkway. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Queensboro President Melinda Katz about law and justice and her run for Queens District Attorney. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. If you're a firm believer that education is a top priority in helping shape our children to be the future leaders of tomorrow, then you'll be excited to know that AM 970 The Answer has developed a program to help parents send their children to the best Christian schools in the area. The half-off tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area. This is a great way for parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality education. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. This is just our way to say thank you to the parents and schools that already know the importance of a good education. For more information, go to am970theanswer.com and click on the discount tuition banner. Here are just a few of the schools available: Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Upper Room Christian School, The Bible Speaks Academy. Once again, go to am970theanswer.com for the full listing of schools.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
Hey, Joe on the radio. If I say Mr. Italy, what comes to mind? To me and my family, Mr. Italy was, without a doubt, Mario Perillo. The Perillo family has been operating top-quality tours to Italy for over 74 years. You know they're doing something right. Actually, they're doing everything right, and you know that. Carrying on the Perillo family tradition of excellence today is CEO Steve Perillo. Steve is my buddy, man. He makes sure the business, which carries his family name, is nothing short of spectacular for each and every traveler. I've seen it firsthand. Consider this, please. The popular 14-day Italy North Classic Tour. Listen to this. How about Roma, Sorrento, Vide mare quanto bello, Florence, Venice, Milano. In one wonderful tour, you will see the heart of Italy and come home with memories that'll last a lifetime. You know, you deserve the best, and that special person in your life deserves the best. So join Steve Perillo on a stress-free escorted vacation where you do not lift a finger. Call for the Perillo 2019 Italy brochure, please, at 888-PERILLO. Janice and the team are standing by for you as I speak. That's 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O. Or visit, please, PerilloTours.com for simply the best travel experience of your life, Perillo Tours.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg calling Joe Lumberg. Joe, the sun's coming out. I'm so confused. There's tornadoes last night, sun today. What is going on, Joey?
It's still volatile. The atmosphere is still deeply unstable. So while the clouds are breaking for some sun now, we're going to have some sunshine for a while. Watch out. Some more big boomers are on our way for late afternoon and early tonight. And there's probably going to be some flooding downpours and maybe some gusty winds yet again.
Yeah, wow. And through the weekend, we're looking for something nice over the weekend, you're saying?
Friday and Saturday, two nice days. Tomorrow's going to be great. Sunshine pretty much start to finish. And I think there's at least partly sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday night into Sunday, a couple of showers and a thunderstorm in the area. So it's going to end a little wet this weekend.
All right, Joe Lumberg. Well done, as always, Joe. We love you, man. I appreciate it very much. Hey, you don't want to miss. I see the phone calls on our Balance of Nature phone line. If you hang there, I will go to the calls right at the top of the hour. Al, do the local news. We'll do our network
news, and then I'll go right to the phone calls. I see you, 877-970-2999. And then coming up in the next hour, you do not want to miss, of all mornings, this morning, you do not want to miss Dr. Sebastian Gorka on Radio Piscopo, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
59 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a rally this morning on the steps of City Hall ahead of a hearing over a proposal for the Brooklyn-Queens Connector. City Council members will hold a 10 a.m. oversight hearing on this proposed light rail system. The plan BQX would connect Astoria to Gowanus with many stops in between. People in the Lower Hudson Valley going to have numerous options to choose from at an upcoming food truck festival. It takes place this Saturday at the Anthony Wayne Recreation Area near the Palisade Interstate Parkway in Rockland County. There'll be at least 20 trucks to choose from. Festival runs throughout the afternoon. Tickets are available online. In sports, Yankees shut out the Padres 7-0. The Mets lost to the Dodgers 9-8. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.